Hello, everybody, and welcome to week three of Locker Room Chats. I'm sure we're all excited as the football season has gotten kicked off here on KMZA. I'm here with head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, Ben Coulterman. I'm Krenim Prophet. But Ben, this week you will be taking on Centralia. You're facing your first three league opponents to start the year. You had Donovan West in week one. You won 40-0. You took a loss to Valley Heights last Friday. But this Friday, you have an opportunity to still compete in the TVL, and then the rest of the way, you're competing against any KL opponents, but this week you face Valley Heights. But before that, let's talk about last week's game against Valley Heights. And with that, you know, just kind of break that down for me, break that game, and, you know, offensively, defensively, and what were some keys to take away from it?
Well, that's an awfully good Valley Heights team. I mean, we talked about it the week prior. They get off the ball really well, you know, low. And something they did a lot better than us, and something we really need to work on, is they sustain their blocks. You know, I think we got off the ball pretty good up front, but we didn't do a very good job of sustaining our blocks. They did. They out-hit us also, I feel like. And then they were a lot better at tackling. You know, I felt like oftentimes we were there, but we just didn't finish. You know, we had guys swarming, but we went high, and we didn't finish those tackles, and, you know, and it cost us big time.
Well, let's talk about one of your star players, Jackson Coulterman. On that game, he had a pretty good game. He had 19 carries, 86 yards rushing, and two touchdowns. I mean, how do you think he, as your senior quarterback, faced that pressure, and did that kind of help the rest of the team get comfortable throughout the game? I know that you had some good succession in the third and fourth quarter. Just kind of break it down to me.
Yeah, first half, we couldn't really, back to that word, sustain. We couldn't sustain drives. I know we scratched out a few first downs. We couldn't, you know, we needed a few more to kind of start controlling the tempo a little bit more. But back to Jackson, yeah, we're really proud of that kid. I'm really proud of that kid. I mean, he, as a quarterback, he's running tough. You know, we're lucky to have him, and I can't say enough good things about him. But, yeah, he played his tail off, played with a ton of heart. Yeah, really proud of Jackson.
Yeah, you mentioned running tough, but also running pretty tough for these Buffaloes is Josh Daniels, who had 14 carries for 60 yards and a touch, and Gavin Coulterman, who had a couple of rushes for 46 yards. So, you know, bring that to me, how the running game has, you know, have you seen maybe improved, and then how that's going to continue to improve throughout the year?
Yeah, I think as far as, like, distribution of carries, you know, I think that's about where we want it. You know, Jackson's probably going to get a few more touches, a few more carries than the other two guys. But they certainly need to get their touches and their carries as well. So as far as the distribution went, you know, I think that's about how it should go, honestly. But, yeah, Josh is a great kid. You know, he's athletic. You know, boy, he sure is a lot tougher than he was when he was a freshman because he missed last year. So that's great to see. And then Gavin, he's really just now getting healthy. He's coming off a hamstring this summer, so he's really fully healthy finally. So, you know, hope to get him going a little bit more also.
Stay tuned on Locker Room Chats week number three as we're set here to continue. Right now we're talking with Ben Coulterman of the Onega Buffaloes as they're set to take on Centralia this week, which you can catch that game on 92.1 KMZA, which we'll be right back in just a little bit here on Locker Room Chats. Set to continue. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to week three of Locker Room Chats here on KMZA. I'm Krenim Prophet, alongside here on the coach's show, Ben Coulterman of the Onega Buffaloes. He's set to take on Centralia this week. If you want to find that game, it'll be on 92.1 KMZA. I'll be bringing you the coverage along with Kurt Kilman back in studio. But hey, let's talk about this one, coach. So you're finishing up league play here on only by week number three. You've already faced two league opponents. You beat the first one, Donovan West 40-0. Great game. And then you took a loss to Valley Heights last week. But this week you have a chance to face your last league opponent in the 11-man TVL against Centralia. You know, have you seen the tape? Give me some preview here against these Panthers.
Well, every year, you know, you watch Centralia, and there's a lot of similarities year in and year out, you know, as far as formations and style of play. You know, those guys, they're always going to get off good up front. You know, they're always going to be physical, you know, and they always find the right pieces to put in the backfield, you know, and they run that single wing, and they tweak it a little bit from year in year, you know, year to year and stuff like that. But really just the approach and how they play and their identity, it looks like a classic Centralia team. I mean, they're going to be tough. They have very good coaches. The kids are always bought in fully, and it's going to be a heck of a matchup.
Well, your running game has been successful week in and week out up to this point, nearly averaging over 200 a game up here week three. I mean, how's that going to match up against this Panthers team?
Well, we're going to see. Like I said, I mentioned earlier, we're getting off the ball halfway decent, you know, better than we had, you know, the last year or two, and it's always getting better. Now we got to sustain those blocks. You know, we're getting there. Now we got to sustain those blocks and just a little more effort, a little more work in practice. And I think that's going to be the key. I think we know who to block. I think we do a decent job of getting there, but boy, we got to sustain those blocks better.
This week on Friday, it'll be the Onega Buffaloes taking on Centralia. Centralia right now 1-1. They took a 20-14 win over Valley Heights in week number one, and then they took a 6-41 loss to Mid Buchanan last Friday. But that's all we have here. If you want to catch that game, again, it'll be on 92.1 KMZA. Thank you, Coach Ben Kultman.
Thank you.
That was your Onega Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.